Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Another down day in the wheat market on Thursday. Also, the USDA came out with some export numbers that indicate international buyers see value in some U.S. commodities. Here's Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic.
Corn sales were good, 907,000 and 63,000 for new crop, so that's to be expected here. We're going to continue to see strong corn sales and probably stronger feed demand as prices deteriorate here, and of course, ethanol is a big problem. Soybeans sales were not good, 245 for old crop and only 60 for new crop, disappointing there. Wheat sales, okay, 178 and 419 for new crop. U.S. soybean processors crushed a record amount of soybeans in March, according to yesterday's NOPA report, 181.4 million bushels. That is the best for any month on record, exceeding the previous record from this past January, which was about 177.
Chicago May wheat futures dropped another 10.5 cents yesterday, closing at 529.5. May corn closed down just a half a cent to 319.5. Portland prices for dark northern spring wheat down 7.75 cents, ranging from 636.25 to 666.25 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up $1.65 on the June board to $86.47.5. Feeder cattle for May up $2.90 to $118.47.5. Class 3 milk dropped yesterday 16 cents on the May futures to $11.02.
This is Tim Hammerich with MarketLine.